praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Call your neighbor, call your friends, call even your enemy. Tell him it's time for us to one and die with the King of Kings. I want to talk about how do I encounter the love of God? How do I encounter the love of God? Jesus made a statement, very early, an emphatic statement in John 13, 34 and 35. He says, love your neighbor as I have loved you. Say, by doing this, the world will know you are my disciples. That means that the only thing that makes us the disciple of Christ is the love of God. But fortunately, what we call the love of God, we don't even know what it is. Because love of God is not by words. You need to encounter the love of God. The love of God is not what you say or do. It's who you are. You need to encounter the love of God. What we call the love of God is not the love of God. But to keep us having, the love of God, the love of God. We don't even know what it is. But in this conversation, we'll see what the love of God is according to the scripture. In 1 John 14, verse 1, in the translation, 1 John 14, verse 1, the Bible said, agape, love, is God's only agenda. Be love-driven in your pursuit of your spiritual gifts. Love awakens most earnest desire to speak with inspired revelation. That means, Bible saying, pursuit of the spiritual gifts. Yes, it's good, it's wonderful, but the only agenda God has is in his whole echo space is the love of God. Agape is God's only agenda. In 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1, Bible says, speaking in tongues is not the point. Because it says, he that speaks in tongues but does not love is like a sounding clamber. It says, speaking in tongues is not the problem, is not the point, but love is. If I speak in tongues of men and angels, but I do not express myself with love, Bible says my words is reduced to a changing symbol. In other words, you believe one amen bottle. That's what it means. Verse 2 of it, the Bible says, if I were to have the gift of prophecy, maybe you have the gift of prophecy with a profound understanding of God's hidden secrets and possess any supernatural knowledge, the word of God and the word of knowledge, and have the greatest gift of faith that could move mountain, but I have not learned to love, I am nothing. In other words, love is God's only agenda. That is one. Two, this love needs to be expressed. Three, this love needs to be learned. Have you learned to love? Praise Master Jesus. Verse 3, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3. Is that even if you are generous towards the poor, feeding the poor, feeding the needy, clothing people, and give yourself to be burnt as a martyr, Bible says, with the pure motive of love, I will gain nothing. Three things. Love is God's only agenda. One, you need to learn love. Three, your motivation. All these six things. It's not something we do mechanically. Whenever we part with spare time or anything that is in our spare system or spare condition, I asked the woman a question that if the money in your hand, let's say 1,000 naira, and that money is made. Let's say, for instance, your child is not feeling fine and it's critical, he needs to rush you to the hospital. And the voice of God in your heart said, don't part your money with that child. You should take it and go and give a person that is poor or the But Bible says, lay down your life for the sake of others. for the sake of others. To say with our mouth. And that. What is love, or who is love? Love is God. God. Love is God. God is love. Who else is love? Love is who we are. We are not defined by our guilt or deeds. Love is who we are. In Ephesians 1 verse 4, the Bible said God associated us in Christ before the fall of the world. Jesus is mind of God made up. That he will present mankind again face to face before him in is in that system called the love of God. But we are talking about being participant or being fully involved in the love of God. This love, according to Ephesians 3 verse 17, the love of God, Ephesians 3 verse 17, the Bible says that the resting place of his love becomes the very source and the root of our lives. The resting place of his love becomes the very source, the root of our life. The resting place of his love becomes the very source and the root of our life. Now, that very source and the root of our life is the love of God. The rest of our life is the love of God. If you go to John 4, verse 23 and 24, the Bible said, the Father is our true fountainhead. He is our source. In Ephesians 1 verse 17, if you read the middle translation, the Bible says, keep on engaging or keep on tapping from your source, whom Jesus exhibits as the Father of glory. That means this, that very root of our life, that very source and root of our life, which is the love of God, is not just a thing, it's a person. And that person is the person of the Father. Christmas to Jesus. The Bible says the Father is our true fountainhead and he is our source. In 1 John 4 verse 7, the Bible says love always includes others. In other words, any love that does not involve others is a pure fallacy. 1 John 3:16, Jesus laid down his, now we have known love. Jesus laid down his life for the sake of others. He said, you and I, we should lay down our life for the sake of others. The point is that how many persons can lay down their lives for the sake of others? What is missing in the church today? Church, the body of Christ, is filled with a lot of selfish people, so self-centered. We want to look at how do I encounter the love of God so that I will start functioning the way God functions. In 1 John 4 verse 7, the Bible says, since love springs from God, love is God. In Romans 5 verse 5, the Bible said, now we can now experience the endless love of God cascading in our heart. That means the love of God that is in our heart needs to be experienced. Then the question is, how? It is that how to experience the love of God. The experience of the love of God is what we call how to encounter the love of God. The experience of the love of God that is already cascaded within our hearts. The question should be, how do I encounter the love of God? How? How do I participate in this love? Because this love, what is it all about? But 1 John 3:16 gives us a little glimpse. Laying down your life for the sake of others. Laying down your life for the sake of others. In other words, at every point in time, others are the priority, not you. At every point in time, others are the priority, not you. That's what Jesus called the love of God. The love, Jesus laid down his life. In other words, Jesus did not consider himself. He considered mankind first. He laid down his life for the sake of mankind. He now said to you and I, let us go and lay down our lives for the sake of others. In other words, laying down your life for the sake of others, I would say, now we have no love. That's the place of love. But you can't lay down your life if these things I'm about to talk about, you don't completely give yourself to it. You cannot do it. Anybody that's not gone through this route, say that he forget that thing. You cannot. You hear people say there are many different kinds of love. Agape, filio, this. What Bible say we should go and practice is agape. Filio is based on condition. Agape is unconditional. Because love is God. Love springs from God. Praise Master Jesus. How do I encounter the love of God? How? In Ephesians 3, 16 and 17, the Bible says that we bow our knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, that he unveils within us the unlimited riches of glory and favor until his supernatural strength floods our innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Now, that prayer does something. The Bible says, as you pray that prayer, praying that the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ unveils within you unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods our innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. The Bible says, that prayer will do a few things. One, is that it will ignite your faith to fully grasp, to behold, to seize the reality of the indwelling Christ. Because the reality of the indwelling Christ is the love of God. You will fully grasp, you will come to terms, you will completely seize that expression, that personality, that person, the indwelling Christ. That is one. Two, the Bible said, constantly use your faith. What does it mean? Consistently pray that prayer, because that prayer is an act of faith. He said, as you consistently use your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you. Now, look at the catcher. He said, the resting place of his love becomes the very source and the root of our life. In other words, as the life of Christ is being released deep inside of us, the resting place of his love becomes the very source and the root of our life. That is to say, the life of Christ is actually the love of God. And that life is the person of Christ. The resting place of his love becomes the root and the source, becomes the source and the root of our life. And that we said, then. Have you seen the progression? First of all, praying Ephesians 3, 16, 17, is how to encounter the love of God. Bible said, as you pray that prayer, it will ignite your faith to fully grasp the reality of the indwelling Christ, Christ in us. You fully grasp it. One. Two. As you do it consistently, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you. In other words, and that Bible says that very root, that very resting place of his love, that means the life of Christ being released inside of you, the love of God. Bible says the resting place of his love becomes the very source and the root of our life. He said, then we'll be empowered to discover and encounter the extravagant, endless of love of Christ in all his dimension, pours into us until we are full of God. This is how to encounter the love of God. Praise Master Jesus. Anybody said, the love of God, you don't have the love of God in your heart. If they ask you, how do you encounter the love of God? I know it now. Forget that. The person doesn't know it. If the Bible showed us how, it said, as you pray that prayer, your faith will be ignited to fully grasp the reality of the indwelling Christ. That is one. He said, two, as you do it consistently, the life of Christ will release deep inside of you. Three, said then that the resting place of his love, in other words, the life of Christ that is released deep inside of you we rest in a system, that resting place of his love, which is his life, because the love of God is the life of God in the pure form. The resting place of his love becomes the very source and the root of our life. Bible said, then we'll be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences. What did they experience? Remember in Romans 5:5, the Bible said, now we can experience the love of God. That's how we experience it. Experiencing it, we discover something. It is the discovering of the love of God that you find out that you are actually who Christ is. In other words, the love of God is not just God. The love of God is who we are. You will discover vividly that the love of God is actually who you are. How will you discover it? Because your soul will suddenly remember. To encounter the love of God is for your soul to suddenly remember who he is, that he is. You are Christ's continued incarnate presence. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. These are progression. It's not something that you wake up and say, la 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 la. You can't even leave. You cannot. Because selfishness is locked up in the heart of an average person. All kinds of stuff. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, the more you are empowered to discover what every holy one experiences. Now, the love of God in every dimension, in all dimensions, will pour, continues to pour into us, into you, until you are full of the fullness of God. This is not a day job, it's a continuous process. The Bible says you will do it consistently from one degree of expression to another degree of expression. In 1 John 4:7, Bible says, I will read from the Middle Translation. Bible says, love is where the Sabbath of God is perfectly celebrated. In other words, love is where the rest of God is perfectly celebrated. The love of God is where the rest of God is perfectly celebrated. To encounter love is for my soul to remember who I am. These are the progression. First of all, you pray the prayer of Ephesians 3:16-17. That the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ unveils within us the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until his supernatural strength floods our innermost being and with his divine might and explosive power. Bible says, this ignites our faith to fully grasp the reality of the indwelling Christ. As you fully grasp the reality of the indwelling Christ, something will happen. Bible says, as you do it consistently, the life of Christ will release deep inside of you. And the resting place of his love becomes the very source of our life. Then you'll be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences. What does the heavenly one experience? The endless, extravagant love of Christ in all his dimensions. Because as you discover it, it will start pouring into you. As it pours into you, it will pour into us until we are full with the fullness of God. As we are full with the fullness of God, suddenly we remember who we are. Who are we? We are Christ's continued incarnate presence. Praise Master Jesus. That is to say, that God's image and his likeness will be awakened within us. And once he's awakened within us, shines with only brightness within and through us. His continued incarnate presence. Everything I just said now can never be an experience in your life until you say, Jesus, be my Lord and my Savior. It's not you giving your life to Jesus, it's you receiving the life of the Messiah. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Put your hand on your chest anywhere you are. Say after me, Lord Jesus. I believe in my heart you came in the flesh. You died for me. You are raised in my name. You are glorified in my name. So, Lord Jesus, I confess your Lordship over my life. You are my Lord and my Savior. I receive eternal life into my heart forever and ever. The same prayer enables serving and checking. Help a neighbor on the money. Name around me. This no be any. This is not a new computer. Name was only one. No is a become. And I've come on duty. A baby. A baby.